Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are struggling to stabilize. The major market indices down 1 to 1.3% at last check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 233 points at 23,626. This after seeing a 1,000-point drop for the second time this week yesterday. The market entered its first correction in 2 years. Congress has approved a stopgap funding measure that paves the way for a 2-year budget deal. Existing spending caps would be raised by a combined $296 billion through 2019. NPR Susan Davis has details.
Congress now turns its attention to a debate over what to do with people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Trump has ordered the end to the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, but Congress has made no real progress on legislation to fix it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is paving the way for an open debate in the Senate to start next week. House Speaker Paul Ryan offered similar assurances early this morning.
I make a commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. We will solve this DACA problem.
Congress is facing a March 5th deadline to resolve the DACA issue. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Fear of Federal Reserve interest rate hikes was a big factor in the recent stock market plunge. But Steve Bechner says Fed officials remain upbeat about the economy and committed to tightening monetary policy.
As violent swings left stocks sharply lower, Fed officials walked a fine line between reassuring Wall Street and tilting toward higher interest rates. Their consistent message was that market turbulence does not change a sound economic outlook. New York Federal Reserve Bank President William Dudley called the stock drop small potatoes relative to prior gains and said he will back raising rates at least 3 times starting next month as long as he is comfortable with his strong economic forecast. Kansas City Fed President Esther George says rates remain quite low and says the Fed needs to gradually lift them to sustain growth without inflation pressures. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
The Dow is down more than 1%, 312 points at 23,547. In the first moments of the opening ceremony of the Olympics, a historic public handshake between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's little sister. Kim Yo-jung leads her country's Olympic delegation. She's also the first member of the North Korean regime to step foot on South Korean soil. With a North Korean nuclear threat still looming over the peninsula, there has been talk of cooperation between the Koreas for weeks. Both sides reportedly are meeting on the sidelines of the games this weekend, but it's uncertain if there will be talks involving the United States, whose Olympic delegation is led by Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to NPR News. The Los Angeles Police Department has sent 3 sexual assault cases against film producer Harvey Weinstein to the L.A. County District Attorney. Prosecutors will review them to determine if criminal charges are warranted. Danielle Carson reports legal experts say submitting the cases to the DA is significant.
Dozens of women have accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct, demands for massages, unsolicited come-ons, and rape. Most of the charges are civil, but if the DA decides to prosecute and Weinstein is convicted, he could go to prison. He's denied all the assault allegations, saying the sex was consensual. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says prosecuting sex crimes can be dicey.
Do you have a victim that a jury is going to find to be credible? These are old charges, and the longer somebody has waited to come forward, the more difficult sometimes it is to prove it.
Police departments in London and New York are also investigating Weinstein in at least 10 separate cases. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Pasadena, California.
No more lifetime guarantees from L.L. Bean, the outdoor gear retailer that for years promised its customers it would take back returns whenever, is now shrinking that return window to 1 year. The company says a small but growing number of its clients had been interpreting the lifetime guarantee policy beyond its original intent. It appears some customers expected refunds for worn down shoes or L.L. Bean gear they might have actually picked up at a yard sale. The Dow is now down 278 points, more than 1% at 23,582. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the NPR Wine Club, offering wines from around the world with stories behind each one and bottles inspired by favorite NPR shows. Available to adults 21 years or older. Learn more at nprwineclub.org and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And Nick will be having a lot of festival music on today, so definitely keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And also for Roger Cash, Roger coming on at 3 p.m. with a program, Freetown Radio. We're going to go back to, only about 3 years, to the Robert Cray Band. They had a two-disc set out called, back then, Four Nights of 40 Years Live. Here's the Robert Cray Band with a number called Poor Johnny.
This one here is called Poor Johnny.
I told him that.
By a guy who tried to bite off more than he could chew. Sounds like most men, right?
From the left, again They did what they had to do to poor Johnny.
Robert Cray Band here on KRVS. Poor Johnny, again, from the two-disc set, Four Nights of 40 Years Live. Music next from E.C. Scott. She hails from Oakland, California, and got her start singing in church, and has since put out some pretty good blues over the years. Here she is from a year 2000 release called Masterpiece. E.C. Scott here on KRVS with a piece called Too Good to Keep to Myself.
You say you don't love me, but your eyes say you do. You say you don't love me, but your eyes say you do. Come over here, Big Daddy, I'm gonna make a man out of you. Saw you peeking around the corner, trying to check me out. I saw you peeking around the corner, trying to check me out. Once I've made love to you, it will erase all of your doubts. Your mama don't like me, and your friends say I'm no good. I said your mama don't like me, and your friends say I'm no good. They're just upset dreaming, because they wish they could. And if you want a real woman to treat you right, someone to feed your love and both day and night, I wanna make you feel like you never felt. This loving is too good to keep to myself. Hey! Someone to feed your love and both day and night. I wanna make you feel like you never felt. This loving is too good to keep to myself. Your mama don't like me, and your friends say I'm no good. I said your mama don't like me, and your friends say I'm no good. They're just upset dreaming about what I'm gonna do to you. Thank you.
clock is ticking, and I'm running out of time. The clock is ticking, and I'm running out of time. When midnight strikes, I'll be all tore up and crying. Not so long ago, I was doing just fine, fine. Oh, not so long ago, I was doing just fine. Now here come those tears again, I'm all tore up and crying, crying.
Charles Ponder from a brand new disc called Ponder in the Spotlight. Ponder doing a number called All Tore Up and Crying. He was preceded by E.C. Scott. We heard E.C. from year 2000 doing a number called Too Good to Keep to Myself. And we have yet another new disc to get to. We just heard Charles Ponder. Peter Karp has his ninth release out. It's called Blue Flame. He first came to national attention when he toured with Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones after his third release. He's done two discs with Sue Foley that did very, very well on the blues charts, and his latest disc is probably going to do the same. Again, it's called Blue Flame. From that disc here at Peter Karp, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He also has with him Kim Wilson on blues harp on this next track, an interesting number called The Arson's Match. Again, Peter Karp.
You know the arson's match an evil glow as it jumped from a stem. Ground turned red, sky turned black.
That you love them, sell what you don't need, call up an old friend now, do a good deed, fix that old car, man, that you love so much, go for a walk in the country, take a picnic lunch, live every day like it's the last one of your life. One of these days, brother, you're gonna be right.
Get in your car, man. Drive from coast to coast. See which one of those towns that you dig the most. Throw yourself a house party. Invite everybody you know. Stop and smell the roses. Take things nice and slow. Live every day like it's the last one of your life. One of these days, brother, you're gonna be right.
Thank you. something away for a rainy day. Man, you might live to be a ripe old age. But then again, maybe later than you think. Come next week, you could be extinct. Now ask that woman now. Man, you got nothing to lose. The worst thing could happen, your ego might get bruised. Pick up that old guitar, sitting there collecting dust. Go on a blues cruise, go on a debt if you must. You gotta live every day like it's the last one of your life. One of these days, brother, you gonna be right.
I ain't lying.
Okay, live every day. That was Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, along with special guest Charlie Musselwhite. Charlie on vocals and blues harp. This is from Tommy Castro's latest disc. It came out late last year. It's called Stompin' Ground. He's out of San Francisco area. He was preceded by Peter Karp. We heard Peter Karp here on KRVS from his brand new disc, Blue Flame. And he did a number for us called The Arson's Match. Again, that was Kim Wilson playing the blues harp on that particular track with Peter Karp. We're going to turn next to something that's, I guess you'd have to qualify it as a modern blues classic. It's what was released back in 1995. But music from John Lee Hooker. He followed a recipe that did him a lot of good back in 1989. Teamed up with Carlos Santana, on guitar, and recorded a great title track. Here is Chill Out from the disc Things Gonna Change, or as it's sometimes called, Chill Out. John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana.
Change, change, change.
John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana, again from 1995, and from John Lee Hooker's disc, Chill Out, Things Gonna Change. We're going to turn to another John Lee Hooker tune here on KRVS, this one done by R.L. Burnside. There's some similarities in some of their guitar stylings. R.L. Burnside from Holly Springs, Mississippi, reflected a lot of the hill country style of Mississippi blues, influenced by fife and drum music, and also he and a number of others like Paul Wine Jones, Big Jack Johnson, and a few others exemplified what was at the time present-day edgy, electrified Delta blues, sort of a raw, uncut Delta blues. Here is R.L. Burnside from a disc called Acoustic Stories, recorded in New York City back in 1988. John Narenberg on blues harp on this particular disc. Here's R.L. Burnside with the John Lee Hooker tune, When My First Wife Left Me.
Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. You ain't known ever since that day, now, people. I've been drifting from door to door. Through traveling, people, you know my clothes got very thin. Way no through traveling, people, you know my clothes got very thin. Yeah, and I was just sitting there, one old man. Would my baby, she take me back again? If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. Well, I stayed home, my baby. and God knows I would settle down.
I know she's gonna jump and shout. Hey, mama, everything gonna be all right.
Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Shake My Hand. That came out in 1999. Snooky Pryor's career started back in the mid-1940s. While he was in the Army, he was stationed outside of Chicago and would go into Chicago and catch a lot of blues. And when he mustered out of the service himself, he went to Chicago to play a lot of blues. Snooky Pryor. He was preceded by R.L. Burnside. We heard Burnside from 1988. Doing a rendition of the John Lee Hooker tune, When My First Wife Quit Me, or First Wife Left Me. R.L. Burnside from Holly Springs, Mississippi. He passed away in 2005. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to the King of Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. It's said that probably no one had as much influence on early blues recording artists than Patton, with a possible exception of Blind Lemon Jefferson. We're going to listen to Patton from one of his 1929 recordings. He recorded twice that year, once in Richmond, Indiana, and the other the next time in Grafton, Wisconsin. He went back to Grafton in 1930 for another session, and then to New York for his fourth and final session in 1934. Here's Charlie Patton singing about the Peavine Railroad that led from Dockery Plantation to Boyle, Mississippi, and Cleveland, and points beyond when it connected to the Yazoo and Mississippi Valley Company Railroad. Again, Charlie Patton with Peavine Blues.
Texas, I live. Deep for Tennessee. thing on me.
From 1930, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, that was Willie Brown with Future Blues. Brown recorded six tracks there, along with Charlie Patton and Son House, and unfortunately, only two of them survived, Future Blues and M&O Blues. He was on some of the other tracks backing up some of the other guys, but his two seminal recordings from that session are the only ones that that are left. He did record later for the Library of Congress. That was back in 1941, and I think it was Robinsonville, Mississippi. Sort of definitely classic Delta blues. He was a friend of Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson mentioned his name. It called him my friend Willie Brown. That was in Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues. Before hearing Willie Brown, we heard his, to some degree, his mentor. We heard Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton from 29 doing Peavine Blues. We're going to turn next. We're going to move away from the Mississippi Delta and on to Atlanta and the Piedmont Blues of Blind Willie McTell. From 1927, here's McTell with Mama Tain't Long for Day.
Wake up, Mama. Don't you sleep so hard. Wake up, Mama, don't you sleep so hard. For it's these old blues walking all over your yard. I've got these blues, blues I'm not satisfied. I got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grab me in midnight, then turn me loose till day. Blues grab me in midnight, then turn me loose till day. I didn't have no mama to dry these blues away. The big star falling, mama ain't long for day. The big star falling, mama ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine will dry these blues away. Oh, come here quick. Come on, Mom.
Got no kin, gonna pack no coal. I wouldn't give a nickel just to save your soul, 'cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. You went away this morning, you stayed away all day. You must have something to keep you cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. Tell the sergeant, go tell Chief O'Brien, before I take you back, I'd better serve some time, cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. A dollar for some sugar, a dime for some rice, before I make my woman gonna treat her nice, cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. Twice, fool me just enough to make me change my mind, cause I'm tired of being mistreated in the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you.
Rochelle from his disc Talking Guitar, playing some classic old rural blues. Rochelle recorded that one back in the year 2012. Before hearing Paul Rochelle, we heard Blind Willie McTell, recorded in Atlanta back in 1927, doing Mama Tain't Long for Day. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by listeners like you, and we thank you for that support. We're going to turn to Willie Turbinton, Willie T, New Orleans pianist, to take us on out of here and move us on up to American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Here's a number called On the QT. Have a great weekend and a happy and safe Mardi Gras. See you next Friday.
Dirty Rice, satisfying your Louisiana music RV since 1991. Join either me, Bill Bolins, or Mr. Lee Klein Peter for the best in Louisiana music. Cajun, Zydeco, blues, swamp pop, you name it, we got a whole lot of rock and roll too. That's Dirty Rice, every Saturday night at 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krbs.org.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.